children of the Weather Underground are flooding the streets of Chicago for tomorrow's DNC circus.
Like their predecessors in the Weather Underground and Red Army faction, will continue to escalate its behavior unless it is checked. There will be more attacks, and rioting techniques will continue to grow in capability and in sophistication. Their cadres will grow, and there will be more autonomous zones for increased periods of time. And more Americans of all political persuasions will be terrorized.
Their numbers have grown. The police are outnumbered, and they wield the battle cry of Free Palestine as an excuse to burn down everything in their path. The coming week will be a preview of the next 4 years as the hordes bite the hand that feeds them.
Yesterday, you tweeted about people. You tweeted calling me dumb yesterday, right?
150,000 people are dead. You are funding a genocide. The Harris administration keeps funding money to Israel.
They are winning. They're winning because universities are now effectively blocking conservative and opposing speakers. They're winning because the media and politicians downplay such violence. They're winning because local authorities are ordering police to stand down or prosecutors to drop charges. And they're winning because free speech is being treated as a destabilizing or threatening factor in our schools and society.
The shock and awe of the victimized left has dissipated. Most people are broke and have been pushed to the edge.
Why would any leader put our black communities, already riddled with crime, at further risk by placing unvetted non-taxpayers steps away from our seniors, our children, and our homes we've worked so hard on our own to secure?
We are at war, people. Our communities are at war. They are violating our communities, and we asking that we across the country, and we asking and we're demanding for office of black America, whatever you want to call it, to deal with issues like this.
When the police have been defunded and they either stand down or aren't even responding, what then, Antifa and BLM? As business owners, veterans of true warfare, and angry Americans, start replacing those sworn to protect you. Who are you going to complain to when the violence you're dishing out is responded with a tsunami of hell on earth?
Nearby hospitals are on alert, ready in case of a biochemical attack.
But we'd be hosing these folks down right here.
The Department of Defense funded this decontamination room at Rush University Medical Center, walking distance from the convention. Rush EMS director.
Ambulances would park right over here.
Dr. Nicholas Cozy demonstrates how quickly this ambulance bay.
And as we walk in, they're going to be met by staff ready to help them.
Converts to a chemical decontamination center. Rush received federal funding in 2012 to install this for the NATO summit.
This is our control panel right here.
With the press of a button, curtains drop to separate patients who would then be hosed off.
But we'd be hosing these folks down right here.
The water and its contaminants are then captured by drains that lead to a tank so nothing goes in the city's sewer system.
The telethon-esque DNC highlights what the moderate Blue Dog Democrats once were.
If you give us a chance, we can perform. After all, Ginger Rogers did everything that Fred Astaire did. She just did it backwards and in high.
While shamelessly presenting the radicals they have become, spewing hypocrisy from an event that should be called the Globalist Marxist Anti-Nationalism Convention.
We have Tim Walz, even more information on stolen valor, pushing to castrate children, take them away from their parents, little girls as well, sterilize them. But now the fact that he has the total signature and MO, 100% a communist Chinese spy, and then you have his rhetoric and his actions. He's a globalist.
Now, I happen to be and understand a little about China and lived in China and speak Chinese. I'm pretty friendly with China.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's Democrats all over the place saying they're going to put us in camps. They built COVID camps as the cover. Raskin says they're going to have a civil war. Do you understand they're planning this? I feel sick just sitting here waiting for it to happen.
Something wicked this way comes. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Where critical thinking meets the pursuit of truth, it's The War Room with your host, Chase Geiser.
Welcome back to The War Room, where we are at war with leftism all over the planet. And slowly but surely, we are winning, all thanks to you and your support at InfoWarsStore.com and the fact that you have reshared our broadcasts thousands upon thousands, even millions upon millions of times over the course of the last several decades at InfoWars.com/show. Now, we've got video here. DNC attendees, despite the fact that tens of thousands of people are outside griping on behalf of the Palestinians for reasons totally unknown, it's this faux TikTok brain virus of just caring about children and women and innocent people in other countries at the total disregard of our own people who are suffering immensely under this leftist leadership of the dementia-ridden chief that is Joe Biden. We've got DNC attendees support sending Trump voters to re-education camps. Now, we've reported on this countless times over the last several years, especially over the course of the last month or so, because there was new documentation that came out, new evidence that came out that the federal government, through the Department of Defense, I believe it was, or our military-industrial complex itself, has updated its documentation regarding the infrastructure setup and operation of prison camps. Now, this is something that Alex Jones has been talking about for decades. I can go back to March of 2001 and listen to some of his broadcasts where he's talking about cops in black ski masks in FEMA camps all over the country where we can be imprisoned in a sort of neo-internment that doesn't just impact enemies of the state, but actually civilians of the United States of America, namely United States citizens. White, heterosexual, patriotic men who have been deemed by the state to be domestic terrorists will now be subjugated to these re-education camps. And they're going to act like they're doing it because they care about you. They've bragged repeatedly about wanting to hijack and kidnap your children. Now, they say that you want to conduct kidnaps of the likes of Gretchen Whitmer. But in fact, they brag about wanting to kidnap and take your children away from you so they can be re-educated in camps. And if you don't believe me, just listen to them say it for themselves outside of this DNCCP. This is clip number 36, where a pair of Democrats outside Chicago's Democratic National Convention this week told journalists Republican voters should be put into re-education facilities. Clip number 36.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Republican voters.
Only Republicans.
When they say, oh, we hate America, no, we don't. We hate you. We love America. We hate you.
Well, it's not good to hate anyone. I don't hate anyone.
Let me ask you a question. If you were an elected official, do you think it might be a good idea to, like, put these Republican Trump-supporting QAnon voters in, like, re-education facilities?
Yes. I went into the court in his trial in New York, and I spent 4 days with these people.
We're trying to save them from themselves.
Right? I'm sorry, okay, but just, the people
I,
are crazy.
I know what we want.
I mean, I am serious. I'm not being facetious. I am seriously concerned for the psyche of people who would take wholesale.
They care about you, so they want to put you in re-education camps. Because that's what they do. Do you have ADD? How about concentration camp?
But if we could critically think about it and say why we disagree and it is something factual, or too much taxes, too little process, we're putting her in there. We can disagree on that. But if you wholesale just doing something because
she looks like she's been electrocuted
like
by Satan.
And whatever the person that you disregard it, and anything that is factual, you just disregard it as fake news and all kinds.
But it's not going to happen.
I am sorry. These people are really, really, really,
I have a question. So what would be the process of putting people through re-education centers? So how would you do that?
I don't know, but we need to do something.
You know what?
Isn't that the right wing conspiracy about FEMA camps? Well, isn't that where we're going here? Like, isn't that what I'm hearing?
It depends.
Now, apparently, the DNC has voted on the party platform, and the platform has not been updated since before Joe Biden resigned as the candidate. This report's just coming across the desk from the great Rob Dew. Democratic National Committee releases party platform ahead of convention. The Democratic National Convention's platform committee wrote and voted on the platform before President Joe Biden dropped out of the race. We have this whole article covering it. I'm sure it's just a bunch of leftist stuff about gun reform and regulations and assault rifles and tax credits that are either duplicated from the Trump campaign party platform or, frankly, impossible to actually manifest, but just, you know, made as empty promises time and time again, like the leftists have done over decade after decade to minority communities who they deem too stupid to see through. Now I think we finally arrived at a place where minority communities in the United States of America are waking up to just the abundant dishonesty that is the leftist part of the political class. Now, we know both the Republicans and the Democrats are guilty of this leftism, but there's only so many stupid, empty things that they can do before people look and double take and realize something is terribly wrong. Let me just give you a quick example here. This is clip number 25. An Antifa band performing at a protest ahead of the DNC in Chicago. Why are they still wearing masks? I don't think a mask can save you from monkeypox if it's injected into your anal cavity through the act of homosexual sex. So the masks must not be for monkeypox. What are the masks for? This is clip number 25.
Oh, you fascists found the loot. You found the loot. You fascists found the
strikes a day for 10 years, and just now I feel like I've gotten cancer from watching this. Oh, it makes me absolutely sick. So that's one example of just the audacity, stupidity, the cognitive dissonance that we see from the left. But then we have people like in clip number 41 bragging about how they're 22 years old and suddenly they're enlightened and they're so happy to support Kamala Harris and her communist manifesto that is her party platform and her campaign with Tim Walz, the CCP Maoist shill that he is. Let's go ahead and run this clip number 41.
Chicago for the Democratic National Convention. For the first time ever, the DNC is allowing creators into the convention center. Super grateful to be one of those people. I've never been to Chicago. It's actually really pretty. Convention itself starts tomorrow. It goes Monday through Thursday. There's like a different theme every single day around like positivity, hope, freedom. There's different guest speakers, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. Some creators are speaking. Joe Biden speaks tomorrow. Obviously, Kamala Harris will formally accept the nomination. The energy here, you can like feel it in the air. People are excited. It's a lot of like hope, which is the exact opposite of the Trump campaign, which runs on fear and fear mongering. Which, by the way, on Twitter, actually, earlier tonight, they were illuminating Harris Walls above Trump's name. And they were also illuminating like a Project 2025 thing. You know, MAGA was losing their minds about it, obviously, because they're scared he's getting crushed and, you know. Anyways, I will be here for a few days posting a bunch of content. going live, doing interviews, walking
I'm
around.
I'm going to be going live. I'm going to be doing interviews. I'm so excited to support Kamala because I'm 22 and I have the youth behind me, and we know about what a future we want and how amazing we are. And that's so great. And I'm amazing. And look at me, bro. Look at me, bro. Come on. Meanwhile, here's what people actually think who have anything to think at all, a thought in their head bouncing around instead of the two or three marbles bouncing around in the head of cackling Kamala, or the one marble that's just dissipating right before our eyes, behind the eyes of Joe Biden himself. This is clip number 51. Stuff's getting really bad, folks.
I told you America wasn't ready for the Latin American criminal. Right now, as we're speaking, there are two apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado, that have been taken over by Venezuelan gang members, right? To the point where they told the landlord, bro, you come around here, man, we're going to take your life and we're going to take your family's life, right? Landlord's scared. Landlord went to local law enforcement and they said, no, we could do about these squatters, because the squatter laws, bro, right? He says, man, try to contact the FBI. FBI say, hey, my man, that ain't our problem, right? The Department of Homeland Security said, that ain't our problem, bro. The landlord is just like, yo, what the hell is going on? What do I do? Bro, these dudes are collecting rent on behalf of the landlord in the building. And every single time somebody moves out of one of the apartments, they're bringing in more Venezuelan migrants into it. Talking about they're patrolling the building with guns. Like, what? In America? No way. That sounds like something out of a movie, bro. No freaking way that's happening right now. Imagine being that landlord, bro. He probably called in the bank like, hey, yo, yeah, man, the Venezuelan migrants got your mortgage payment. It was on the Venezuela who? You owe us that money. You better pay up, bro. There's nothing he could do about it either, man. Because if he try to do something about it, he's going to get locked up. Yo, I'm sorry. A lot of y'all don't like this, man. But if you're still convinced that the USA don't need a motherfucker like Trump, you got to be crazy, man. Trump is the only one that's going to be aggressive if not, man. So come up to him and be like, all right, everybody get the fuck out, man. Kicking doors down and sending everybody over there, man. Deporting everybody. At this point, man, it's needed. Whether you like Trump or not, whether you are a Democrat, it don't matter what you are, man. Bad, man. And if you think it's not going to affect you, just give it enough time. Give it enough time, man, because it's only starting.
100%. Absolutely right. We're being invaded at our southern border by criminals from all over the world, whether it's from the CCP or from Middle Eastern countries where 40% of their marriages are between first and second cousins. Our entire culture is being shamed by our own leftist political leaders while we import various cultures all over the world who hate us and refuse to assimilate. And our entire economy is set up for total failure by these leftist policies, this leftist agenda. It is collapse by design, catastrophe by conspiracy right before our eyes. And our people, our 22-year-old dudes on TikTok who want attention and to go viral because they're so cool like Harry Sisson, just want to interview people live and cover the amazing energy that's in the air. This is leftist trash. They're brainwashed and they're stupid. And look, they're not stupid because they're young. I remember what it was like to be young and to think that the older generations didn't understand. You go back, you can read Socrates. Even Socrates himself in Plato's famous philosophical works is complaining about the youth generation and how stupid it is. I'm not trying to be just another person who complains about the next generation. They're not stupid because they're 22. They're just stupid because they are stupid, right? There are a lot of people that are young that are waking up to this. They're the Alex Stones of the world. There are others in the world who understand that this is a total attack on freedom itself. And life isn't even worth living if you don't have the rights exercisable that you were given by God at birth. I was thinking about this the other day. I had some maniacal caller last night talking about how you wouldn't stand up to the police if they were shooting at you on your front porch. And it made me think of the scene from Game of Thrones, this brilliant scene where Eddard Stark is in prison about ready to be decapitated for crimes that he did not commit. And he said, "You think my life is some precious thing to me?" One of the best moments in the entire series. Of course, life is precious to me. My right to life is precious to me. The right to pursue happiness and exercise my other inalienable rights are precious to me. But what is life if you don't have the rights exercisable that were given to you by God? You're already dead if you don't have rights, regardless of whether or not you draw breath. You are dead if you are imprisoned 300 miles away from your home in the United Kingdom because of something you said on the air, regardless of whether you draw breath or not, you are dead. For the 2 months that Owen Schroyer was in prison, he was dead. He was not able to exercise his rights as he was supposed to be. It is a death that you live through. That is the torture and injustice and sickness of it. Frankly, if you guys have this clip with sound, I would love to run it. I saw you pull it up on screen. That's the exact scene that I'm talking about. And this is the mentality. This is the philosophy. Please let me know when it's ready in my ears. This is the philosophy that we have to adopt as Americans if we want to save this republic from those Democrats who just acclaim and praise and worship the false idol that is democracy itself, a word not mentioned once in the Constitution of the United States. We have to adopt the mentality. You think my life is some precious thing to me? Because I'll tell you what, life itself is overrated if it cannot be truly lived. Life itself is overrated if you don't have the rights to do what it takes to reach self-actualization, to become the best version of yourself, to attain that metaphysical level of self-perfection, to practice your religion, to chip away at the imperfections that you have in your character, to become a better Christian every day, to have better thoughts every day, to think more critically, to hone in your freedom of speech and your right to assemble, your right to petition, your right to practice your religion. If you cannot practice those rights, then why would your life be some precious thing to you? This clip right now. Great work to the amazing crew.
Lightning. You've seen better days, my lord.
Another visit. Seems you're my last friend.
No, no. Many still love you. Sansa came to court this morning to plead for your life.
On her knees begging for me.
Did you laugh with the others?
You do me wrong, my lord. Your blood is the last thing I want.
I don't know what you want. I've given up trying to guess.
When I was still a boy, before they cut my balls off with a hot knife, I traveled with a group of actors through the free cities. They taught me that each man has a role to play. The same is true at court. I am the master of whisperers. My role is to be sly, obsequious, and without scruples. I am a good actor, my lord.
Can you free me from this pit?
I could. But will I? No. As I said, I'm no hero.
What do you want? Tell me. No riddles, no stories. Tell me, what do you want?
Peace. Did you know that your son is marching south with an army of Northmen? Loyal lad, fighting for his father's freedom.
Rob, he's just a boy.
Boys have been conquerors before. But the man giving Cersei sleepless nights is the king's, the late king's brother. Lord Stannis has the best claim to the throne. He is a proven battle commander, and he is utterly without mercy.
Stannis Baratheon is Robert's true heir. The throne is his by rights.
Sansa pleaded so sweetly for your life, it would be a shame to throw it away. Cersei is no fool. She knows a tame wolf is more use to her than a dead one.
You want me to serve the woman who murdered my king, who butchered my men, who crippled my son?
I want you to serve the realm. Tell the queen you will confess your vile treason. Tell your son to lay down his sword and proclaim Joffrey as the true heir.
Cersei knows you as a man of honor. If you give her the peace she needs and promise to carry her secret to your grave, I believe she will allow you to take the black and live out your days on the wall with your brother and your bastard son.
You think my life is some precious thing to me? That I would trade my honor for a few more years of what? Of war? You grew up
with actors. And it's so fascinating to me, the same conspiracies that we see play out in fantasy films or science fiction films are playing out right before our eyes in the real. Despite the fact that artificial intelligence is developing and ramping up this metaphysical metaverse right before our eyes, to the point where we're just years away from logging in like something from the Matrix and just being jacked in to a false reality. But we see conspiracy after conspiracy, whether it's domestic coup against Joe Biden, who had the right to run as president of the United States, but was forced out under threat of the 25th Amendment by his own treasonous, treacherous party. He should know, of all people, the evil, the extent of the evil that is the leftist Democratic political class in this country. If he's even capable of learning any new information now that he has one marble dissipating in his skull behind his vacant eyes. But we see time and time again these psychological operations where we are taught to deny the most obvious truths. Like, for example, the fact that we totally sabotage with our allies, we partner with our allies, our intelligence community, sabotage the Nord Stream pipeline. We said we were going to do it months before it happens. Then it happened, and we act like we had nothing to do with it and that Russia did it so they could frame us for it, even though we said we were going to do it. Quote, apologize and keep quiet, end quote. Polish prime minister tells Germans to shut up about Nord Stream pipeline sabotage. We're going to play clip number 58 here in a second of the great Harrison Smith breaking this down. But Polish prime minister Donald Tusk took to Twitter to scold Germans who are outraged at the possibility that Ukraine, in collusion with European governments and the U.S., destroyed the Nord Stream pipelines, depriving Germany of Russian natural gas. No duh. Been saying it ever since it happened. Been saying it since before it happened. Clip number 58.
So here's your Ukraine update. Nord Stream, Denmark closes investigation into pipeline blast. The outcome of the investigation, they have figured out that there was, in fact, a pipeline blast. Danish police have said they're closing their inquiry into the blast that tore apart two pipelines intended to ship Russian gas to Germany. Authorities concluded that Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines had, in fact, been sabotaged. Well, took you a year to figure that out, did it? Amazing. This was in September 2022. They were sabotaged, but they say there's no basis for pursuing a criminal case. Responsibility for the suspected sabotage is still unknown. Well, case closed then, I guess. Sweden also closed its case, closed its investigation earlier this month, citing a lack of jurisdiction. And Germany is still investigating the incident, apparently. Meanwhile, in the real world, we all figured it out the second it happened. It was America. And there's just infinite evidence for that. For one thing, that's what Putin and Russia believe, according to the Tucker Carlson interview. But also, Joe Biden and Victoria Nuland both said they were going to do it before it happened, months before the Nord Stream sabotage took place. Leaders in America were saying, we will destroy the Nord Stream pipeline. You just wait and see. So there's that bit of evidence you might want to take into account. Also, on the day it happened, a member of parliament from Poland tweeted a picture of the Nord Stream pipeline explosion saying, thank you, America. So that's another bit of evidence to that, too. It was us. It was us. It was always us. It was always obvious it's us. And now we have to sit here and pretend like these investigations are legitimate at all. What these really serve to do is provide yet another really wonderful example of just how possible it is to rig elections, just how possible it is to rig investigations, just how capable the American government is on getting institutions around the world, not just in America, to come to absurd conclusions that everybody knows is wrong, but that they pretend are legitimate. It should really be a wake-up call to everybody. If they can get a court or a investigation team in Sweden and in Denmark and in Germany to all decide that they don't know what happened when all of us know exactly what happened, it should really
make
you wonder.
It's amazing how having a little bit of common sense can make someone like Harrison Smith or the other hosts or members of the crew here at InfoWars look like total geniuses in a world where everyone is surrounding us in a state of total retardation. I mean, all we have to do on this network is state the obvious. It comes off as prophetic and brilliant because we're the only ones doing it, and there's a minority of people that are awake enough to even realize that there's light that exists outside of this cave. Light is real. People are walking by. We're seeing their shadows cast on the walls. The allegory of the cave. Inside the cave, all these people are laughing and mocking us for stating the blatantly, brazenly obvious, unbelievable, more obvious truths on the other side that the world has yet to wake up to.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
I would rather be oppressed by the Nazis.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I would rather just have some Soviet commissar with his boot on my neck and just saying, do what I say or die. And it's just like, ooh, okay, I get this. This is straightforward. Yes, sir. Please don't kill me. I prefer that over whatever this is.
Push for systemic change.
I would choose straightforward, manly oppression over this preschool baby talk.
As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Just say you'll kill me. Just do it. Whatever this pathetic vocal fry cat lady librarian bullcrap is, I don't like it.
It's for the greater good.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
A limited edition, exclusive, InfoWars proprietary 24-carat .999 pure gold collectible is now available. In this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art, this is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Your host, Chase Geyser, exposing the deep state on The War Room.
It's The War Room, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host for most of this week. Harrison Smith will be hosting The War Room tomorrow, and I will be on air live tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. hosting The American Journal. We will also be covering the Democratic National Convention, or the DNCCP, as I like to call it, this evening. Live coverage from 6 p.m. until the party is over. I believe Joe Biden is speaking tonight, probably all of 4 minutes. I believe Hillary Clinton is speaking tonight. So you're going to see two different forms of Satan manifest on the stage in Chicago tonight. And we will be covering that live on the air as we witness this supernatural evil event right before our eyes on live television at Infowars.com/show. Make sure you follow us at Real Alex Jones, where the truth is broadcast every day, as well as at Infowars. And you can follow me at Real Chase Geiser. That's G-E-I-S-E-R as well. But I am a low priority compared to the great Alex Jones and compared to the Infowars page, where the truth is published and broadcast every single day. Now, Eric Schmidt's AI think tank urges NATO, our best friend NATO, to monitor disinformation in real time and coordinate responses. I hate these people. And it's getting to a point where it's like boiling through my skin. And I don't know if it's because I quit smoking this week and I'm just like chomping away at nicotine gum. But I can feel hot blood coursing through my veins reading from these people. And it, what baffles me about, I would be so pleased and relieved if they just came out and said, Eric Schmidt wants to use AI to monopolize the narrative and totally control your life in effort to totally subjugate humanity. Like if he came out and said, look, we believe all people in the world should be slaves to the technocrats because we think ourselves, because of our IQ and our thinking process and the fact that you bullied us when we were in high school, we think ourselves superior. Therefore, we are actually conspiring together to control all of humanity in a way that we think ultimately will be more efficient and better. I would be so relieved. Oh, at least they admit that they're evil. But it's the fact that they come out and they act like they're doing it for us. They act like they're doing it because they love us. It's like they're beating the hell out of us and they're saying, don't worry, this is hurting me more than it's hurting you. It's absolutely disgusting. And they act like they care about disinformation. These people are the kings of disinformation. Have you seen NATO's X feed lately? Have you seen the trash that they're posting on Twitter every single day? These propaganda promo videos of people of all races and ethnicities, sometimes they're trans, with tanks just mobilizing in Europe for the sake of a war that doesn't even exist between Russia, under the threat that Russia wants to invade the entire continent, which is has no basis in reality whatsoever, despite the fact that basically no one in Europe except for in Ukraine has ever died at the hands of a Russian soldier except for the Nazis. In World War II, no American ever died formally at the hands of a Russian soldier. I'm sure there's some fluke operations that occurred during the Cold War where you can name one or two instances where this happened. But we've basically never been at war with Russia. No one's ever really been at war with us. I guess Poland kind of for a minute until, you know, they switched teams in the middle of World War II. But almost no one's been at war with Russia. Russia's only been at war with itself for centuries. And somehow NATO, as the king of disinformation, is coming out and saying, with the audacity to say, that we have to use artificial intelligence and our think tanks to monitor disinformation and respond in real time. Their ambition is no less than to help craft new national security strategies, always with an eye on the alleged attempts to increase disinformation. Here, AI is to blame, but also ways to combat that. And here, SCSP says the U.S. must strengthen its AI competitiveness. So you might still think about Eric Schmidt as a big tech guy and businessman, but this passion for geopolitics was always evident even while he served as Google's CEO. Google being the king of disinformation. I mean, remember how awesome YouTube was until it was purchased by Google? It was an absolutely amazing platform. The algorithms were fantastic. The suggested videos, amazing. I found Alex Jones because of YouTube before it was totally hijacked. I remember seeing the video of Bohemian Grove back in my student work desk in like 2012 or something like that. I was sitting behind the desk watching YouTube videos, doing homework, getting paid $7.25 an hour by Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. And I saw Bohemian Grove and I could not believe it, all thanks to YouTube before Google had totally maligned it and formed it into a satanic form of bullshit. Which is exactly what it is today. Jones, he was absolutely right about Bohemian Grove. Now, the Bohemians, 19, 20, 21 years old, are going in every year, 20 people infiltrating the staff for the sake of covering this, reaffirming every single year. They have wanted signs up in Bohemian Grove with Alex Jones's face on them. Still, decades later, that's how much of an impact this was. That's how pissed off they were when the truth was revealed. These people are the conspirators behind disinformation, misinformation, and total narrative control. And they use big tech as a weaponized, privatized version to launder the violation of your First Amendment rights through these private entities so that when the government is pushed back and pushed against because of this, they can say it wasn't us doing it. It was Google, and Google is a private business with a private platform, has the right to totally censor whoever, despite the fact that report after report and document after document and whistleblower after whistleblower come out and say that there were weekly, monthly, or regular meetings with the CIA where the CIA explicitly asked them to take down specific accounts or censor specific talking points on a massive scale. When you have Mark Zuckerberg going up and talking to Joe Rogan, admitting that he was called by the CIA to silence the Hunter Biden laptop story, do you think we have freedom of speech? You think that we have a government or a big tech that's interested in the truth? Their entire business is centered around stomping out the truth on behalf of the political class of the United States and its international allies like NATO. I mean, I think we should abolish NATO immediately. NATO, coupled with the CIA, among the greatest sources of conflict and innocent death in the world. I mean, we've been griping for, what, 3 years now about the injustice that is the Russian invasion of Ukraine, griping and bitching and moaning, excuse me, about the injustice that is the invasion of Ukraine, because as Kamala said in her brilliant words, Russia is a big country and Ukraine is a much smaller country, okay? And this big country went into the small, I mean, this clip is just, oh, it makes me seize to even think about how stupid she is. This has been the gripe for the last 3 years consistently. When you look at it objectively, you realize that nothing that Russia has done over the last 3 years is at all different or worse than anything that we did to Iraq over the course of the last 20 years. Oh, you mean the United States, a much bigger country, invaded Iraq, a much smaller country, under false allegations of weapons of mass destruction, resulting in the death of at least hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians over the course of the 20 years that we were there, and the billions upon billions of dollars that we funneled in, and the veterans that we totally screwed up and injured and brought back with PTSD and then offered no health care for whatsoever? Oh, but Russia's the bad guy, right? Russia's the bad guy, even though we drafted 70,000 people to die and become casualties in Vietnam against their will, and if they ran away and didn't enlist, then we called them cowards and imprisoned them. Oh, but Russia's the bad guy here. Oh, we invaded Afghanistan, even though for some reason Osama bin Laden was actually in Pakistan when we assassinated him. But Russia's the bad guy. Oh, we assassinated Gaddafi because he wanted to change the way that oil was traded so it wasn't the U.S. dollar for no reason whatsoever. I mean, we just bombed tons of times under the Obama administration, and then we came, we saw he died, as Hillary Clinton famously said. But Russia's the bad guy here, even though it's literally a violation of the rules of war to specifically target heads of state in combat, in war. We just violate the Geneva Conventions, no problem. Oh, yeah, we use 50 caliber machine guns to just shoot down and murder and drone civilians. And then when we get caught doing it, we actually force the whistleblowers to flee the country, like Edward Snowden, who had to seek asylum in Russia, or Julian Assange, who has been tortured for years upon years by telling the truth, foretelling the truth about the Clintons. But Russia's the bad guy. Oh, yeah, Vladimir Putin imprisons his political opponents. Oh, yeah, look what we did to all the January 6th people. Look at what happened to U.S. journalists, American journalists in Ukrainian prisons who have died. Oh, yeah, but Russia's the bad guy. I'm telling you, NATO absolutely sucks. I don't know what these people are thinking. I don't know why anybody supports it or thinks that an organization dead set on war is itself the prevention of said war. When are people going to wake up? I've been barking into this microphone to millions of people for months, Alex Jones for decades, and people still seem too stupid to understand that NATO is World War III. More on the other side.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, our program's come to an end. Grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles. With
the circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Alex Jones, Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you. But they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing. But he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto those who would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Leftist scumbags who are trying to take it over. God bless you, American patriotic listeners and info warriors out there who have kept us on the air because you're the only ones who care. But doing things like going to InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com and supporting us by purchasing our great products and investing in your own health, but also by going to InfoWars.com/show and sharing the broadcast or band.video and downloading the videos, which have always been free for you to download and re-upload, always been free to air. We've got clips going back to 2006, if not earlier, where Alex Jones was talking about how this network and all of its content was always free to air. And it's been a policy and a platform here at InfoWars that I'm very proud of, even though I've only been here for a short time and the total story that is InfoWars. But very proud to work here that we give the information away. We give the truth away. It's free. It is a gift to you. We just ask that you reciprocate our affection for you, the listener, by spreading the word and supporting the network at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we are going to be taking calls for the course of the final hour today of the show. So please call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. I'll give the crew the next 12 minutes or so to screen the calls, and we'll just hit the ground running in the next hour with your calls. At 6 o'clock, we're going to be broadcasting a video while we wait for things to culminate in terms of the DNC tonight. And by 7 o'clock, if not earlier, 7 o'clock Central or earlier, we will be live again. Alex Jones is coming back to the studio, and we will be covering the speeches from Joe Biden, the male form of Satan incarnate, and Hillary Clinton, the female form of Satan incarnate, as well as she speaks tonight. It's going to be a wild week. I mean, we've got 4 days here in Chicago and the DNC, this human trafficking capital of the world, where the most evil people, the heads of the most evil political institution that is the Democratic Party, are going to be speaking and bragging and patting each other on the back and lying and celebrating the culmination of their political power into this Kamala Harris character, who is their last hope or their most promising hope to manifest and bring about the total Maoist communism, fascism hybrid that is globalism, and the destruction of America and humanity itself, the subjugation of all humanity for the indefinite future until the inevitable outcome of their evil, which is total collapse. A collapse they relish. They love it. They lust after it. It's like a fetish to them that they can destroy you and everything that you've created. First, they will exploit all of the value of everything you've created, whether it's a small business or art or lives and families that you've created and built over the years. They relish at the notion that they could be responsible for the destruction of all that is good. That is all that satisfies and satiates them, is the total destruction of goodness itself, both metaphysical and physical, in all of its forms. And I don't know if we have anybody in office other than Donald Trump, who's running, of course, who can do anything about it. I mean, we've got reports that House Committee slams EU for ex-censorship threats. House Judiciary Committee has issued a stern critique of the European Union's actions, which they perceive as an attempt to silence great Americans like Elon Musk, and is considering launching an investigation into what they deem an infringement on free speech. This is Committee Chair Jim Jordan escalating these tensions. And I like Jim Jordan. I agree with most of what he says. But do I think that an investigative committee is going to accomplish anything? No. They could launch an investigation into Joe Biden that unequivocally proved that Joe Biden, in a literal satanic ceremony with a candlelit pentagram, sacrificed a living human baby, and nothing would happen at all because the DOJ would refuse to prosecute. So next, I'm just sick of hearing about, like, why is it that all the right-wing leaders can do, all the Republican so-called patriotic leaders can do, is put together a committee? When was the last time a committee ever did anything awesome? Nobody makes statues of committees, folks, because committees don't ever accomplish squat. They only serve to ruin. It's political grandstanding for the sake of some C-SPAN boring-ass clip that can go viral or be used in a campaign ad down the road. And I'm not trying to knock Jim Jordan here. I think he's probably trying to do his best. But unfortunately, the best isn't good enough. One of my favorite songs is a song by Radiohead. It's off the record Kid A, and one of the lyrics is, you can try the best you can, you can try the best you can, the best you can is good enough. And I used to think it was so inspirational, so awesome and cool, and the way it vibed, and I listened to it really loud in my crappy car on the way to class in college, and it would just get me amped up for the day, and all the plans that I had envisioned for myself, all the dreams that I hoped to accomplish for myself. And now I listen to that song, I say, well, the best they can doesn't seem to be good enough. When I'm looking at either right-wing politicians or left-wing politicians, the best they can just doesn't seem to cut it, does it? Thank you for the committee, Jim Jordan. Thank you for putting together an investigation to determine what we already know, which is that these leftist globalist trash mongers are trying to continuously censor the truth because the truth threatens their narrative, which is the total corruption and manipulation and psychological operation against the humanity itself. Thank you for launching an investigation into what InfoWars has been revealing for 30 years to the American people. Thank you for launching an investigation to confirm what everybody who can know already knows, while everyone else just drools by as a non-player character in their lives. They put on their khakis and their polos to sit in their cubicles and cry all day and argue about whether they should do the keto diet or some other form before they hit the gym. At the end of the day, they go home to their empty apartments because they can't afford houses because the leftists have totally taken over, while they do absolutely nothing and watch as pro-Palestinian protests just gripe to the tune of tens of thousands outside of a DNC in the human trafficking capital of the world that is Chicago. While the Priskers come out and they look like they've eaten Alex Jones. They're so gluttonous. and just gripe and just welcome to my city where the most evil is done in the most efficient way. We're so glad to have you here. We're so glad to have you in our city, Chicago, named after the Indian term Chicago, which means onion, because this city used to be an onion swamp. Literally, it used to be a swamp of onions. Imagine the sulfuric odor of Chicago in its natural form. Everything in Chicago is just covering up the fact that it is literally a swamp of onions. And the reason they call it a Windy City is not because the wind blows in Chicago. It's because the politicians are notoriously famous for hundreds of years of being full of air, literally just wind, blow bags, full of crap, corrupt. Look it up. That's why they call it the Windy City. It's not because the wind blows so hard in the winter and it's so chilly and cold. No, it's because all of the leaders of Chicago for at least 100 years have been so full of crap that they called it the Windy City because it was all talk and no action. While Abraham Lincoln's grave in Springfield, Illinois, the true capital of Illinois, is totally dilapidated with burned out light bulbs and overgrown weeds. They just let his body rot there. Totally dilapidated. And they act like Chicago is just the bastion or the beacon of hope. They treat it like it's Gondor. Well, I tell you what, it's got no king. It's under the stewardship of weak men. Just like in The Lord of the Rings. Open phone lines coming up in 3 minutes. Please. Call in 877-789-2539. It looks like the lines are already full. Keep trying. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. We're going to let the crew screen some of these calls while we look at these articles about how great it is that our Republican leaders have put together another committee to do absolutely nothing but reveal to you that which InfoWars has already been revealing to you for 30 years. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to InfoWars.com/show to share the broadcast. Cut the clips at band.video and make everything that is true go viral so we can awaken those with any consciousness left in this era of total narrative control, MKUltra psychological operations designed to keep you from realizing the truth even if it is rightly shown right before your eyes. And one of the best ways to support this network and fight these leftist evil maniacs is by going to InfoWarsStore.com, where we do have a litany of amazing products. Now, if there's one thing to believe in the world, if there's one sense of hope or truth or value left in the world, it is actually the products at InfoWarsStore.com. These products are legitimate. I did not believe in the effect, value, or credibility of supplements before I started working here, but some products like Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra were laying around. I started taking them and noticing a change in my state of mind within 20 minutes. Bodies is an incredible product that helps with inflammation and joint health. I have joint problems because of the bleeding disorder that I have and a cross-country injury that I had in high school. When I came back from Eagle Pass after covering the invasion of our southern border, I was limping pretty badly because I had been on my feet so much and my ankles swelled up. I took a Bodies and within 24 to 48 hours, I was walking like a normal human being again. Amazing stuff. It is back in stock. I'm told it's 25% off right now. Bodies is amazing. All the ingredients in Bodies, by the way, are totally backed by science, not just Western science and study after study after study, but for thousands of years, people from India and other cultures in the East have been using the ingredients like turmeric for their amazing health benefits. So both Eastern medicine and Western medicine back up the effects of Bodies. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies at 25% off or get vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips, which is another amazing product. I'm told it's 40% off. Now, this isn't just like your normal vitamin C plus zinc where you eat it and then your body just flushes it out. It's got the rose hips in it because that makes the vitamin C and zinc bioavailable. So your body can actually absorb the benefits of this amazing immune-enhancing vitamin C plus zinc. We know monkeypox is going around everywhere. I don't think that you're probably going to get it because, you know, there's only a certain community that seems to get it. But we know that they are just itching at the highest levels of globalist institutions, whether it's NATO or the United Nations or the WHO, they are itching for another pandemic and another one, whether it's bird flu or some other flu or some other coronavirus. They're itching for another pandemic. And one of the ways you can fight against these bioweapons that we've been infected with and attacked with is by making sure that you are stocked up on vitamin C plus zinc. Get it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are these products amazing for your health and wellness, whether it's mental health or physical health, but they do keep InfoWars on the air in the midst of the climax of the InfoWars. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and be the reason we are still on the air.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We were shot up the operation is bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance, 50-50, we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with zinc and the rose hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.